President Joe Biden signed the Inflation Reduction Act into law this week, and with it made the single largest investment by our federal government into climate change mitigation in our nation's history. While it was a lot less than Democrats originally pushed for, the bill includes everything from major tax credits for electric vehicles to billions in investments in clean energy and infrastructure. Clark Miller is professor in the School for the Future of Innovation and Society at ASU. He told me this bill comes at an important time for our state, from wildfires to drought to heat. He said we are already seeing the devastating effects of climate change in Arizona.
We know now without any doubt whatsoever that the carbon dioxide that we're putting into the atmosphere, largely from our energy systems, is really driving the Earth's climate system into new places that it's never gone before. And that's really, really risky. And we're seeing the impacts of that all over the world, and especially here in Arizona, where sort of in the desert environment, we're already at an extreme, and you start to push us just that much further, and it gets really hard.
That's why Miller is so optimistic about the climate legislation packed into the Inflation Reduction Act. I spoke with him more about why.
Arizona is already, I think people don't realize this, but we're number three in the country in terms of electric vehicle adoption per capita. If you've driven around the streets of Phoenix for the last 15 years, as I have, you know, you never used to see electric vehicles. Mm-hmm. Now on my commute from North Tempe to South Tempe every day, I see a dozen electric vehicles, right? They're growing everywhere. We wrote a report recently called Pathways to a Carbon Neutral Arizona Economy that sort of laid out what it will take for Arizona to fully tackle climate change here and eliminate our greenhouse gas emissions and our carbon dioxide emissions from the energy sector. And the one of the two top priorities for that effort in the short term is to switch from gasoline to electric vehicles. And the Inflation Reduction Act is just going to make that a lot easier for Arizonans and a lot cheaper for Arizonans by building in these new, very substantial tax credits. They just take the price differential that we still see in the market between a more traditional vehicle and these new electric vehicles. They eliminate that price difference, right? And they make it an apples to apples comparison, except it's not an apples to apples comparison. Hmm. You know, you don't have to spend money on gasoline anymore. So you're just going to save money over the life of the vehicle as well. So the fact that the Inflation Reduction Act takes that sticker price difference, that's sort of a shock to people. Oh my goodness, that's an expensive vehicle. And yeah, it brings it down and it's now the same as any other vehicle.
Makes a big difference. There are also health implications of that as well, like in terms of air quality. It's not just about money, it sounds like.
No, it's the air quality improvements are going to be substantial. Here in Maricopa County, we have, you know, we don't have good air quality, especially in the summer. And a lot of that is driven by the vehicles that are driving around on our streets. And so it's really going to help in cleaning up our air quality. And that means less asthma, other health complications from bad air quality are going to go down. And that's going to make, you know, it's going to make kids' lives better. It's going to make businesses have fewer sick days for their employees, right? So it just kind of all adds up to more and more benefits. And if you think about it, we spend here in Arizona something like $15 billion a year to buy gasoline and other carbon-based fuels, wow, mostly from places like the Middle East or Texas or other parts of the world. And so by buying electricity to run our cars from Arizona power plants instead of buying oil from, you know, the Middle East, we make a huge reinvestment every year now in growing the Arizona economy. So it really is going to feed on itself economically.
One of the things I think we all think about when we think about renewable energy investment in Arizona and the Southwest is obviously solar. We have a lot of sun here, and this bill will provide a big boost, it sounds like, to that industry. Can you lay that out for us?
Yeah, so the Inflation Reduction Act, in addition to providing tax credits for individuals to buy electric vehicles. And by the way, also for businesses mm-hmm. and commercial entities to buy electric vehicles. So that'll help too. Mm-hmm. It also provides a bunch of incentives to bring manufacturing of clean energy technologies back home to the United States. And that's going to be a big thing in terms of jobs. And we're, of course, already the home of the largest U.S. solar panel manufacturer. First Solar is here in Arizona. We have several electric vehicle manufacturers that have set up shop, Lucid and Rivian and others. And so this is already a place where Arizona has a competitive advantage. Mm-hmm. And so I think as we, you know, really drive adoption of these new vehicles, and of course, we need the clean energy, clean electricity to charge the vehicles. We're really going to push a lot of solar as well. So that's going to drive it. But then there's also these manufacturing incentives that are really going to be beneficial for these companies to expand production, build new factories. And we're going to get some of that here in Arizona, not only around solar and electric vehicles, but I think also around batteries, hydrogen, and some other clean energy technologies that are a little further out in terms of time. But I think this act will really help accelerate. And we're going to be big beneficiaries here in Arizona.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like this addresses sort of the what I can do as an individual to, you know, reduce my carbon emissions. But also, you always hear, you know, when it comes to climate change, it doesn't matter that much what individuals do. It matters what either everybody does together or these big industries do. So it sounds like it's hitting on both fronts.
That's exactly right. You know, this is much, much smaller than the original bill that the Democrats were planning. And yet at the same time, it really pulled out the highest priorities in terms of both helping lots of individuals make the choices that really they'd like to make. And at the same time, right, enabling American industry to really step up and play a big role in this space so that we're not just leaving it to our foreign trade partners to provide us with these technologies, but we're really making them here at home, American jobs, American workers doing the work.
You also talk about environmental justice here, like making sure that clean energy solutions are accessible to people, you know, in low-income communities, people of color, the kind of communities that will be most impacted by climate change also. Do you think the investments in this bill go far enough to addressing that kind of inequality?
I love the way you phrased that, because, of course, my personal answer to that as somebody who does a lot of work on energy equity and energy justice is, well, no, they don't go far enough. Mm-hmm. But of course, you know, this is not only the biggest investment we've ever had in climate mitigation, but it is by far and away the biggest investment we've ever had in making sure that that climate investment is equitable.
Yeah.
So for example, the tax credits are structured for electric vehicles so that they now apply to used electric vehicles for low and moderate income households. There's a lot of money in this bill to improve energy efficiency for low income housing stock. There's a lot of money in this for putting solar on rooftops in low income communities. I mean, these are all areas where we have seen wealthy families really take advantage of these new clean energy technologies to dramatically reduce their energy bills, mm-hmm. To clean up their environments, to contribute to solving climate change. You know, because these technologies are new, they're more expensive, and so it's been difficult for other communities, communities of color, indigenous communities, low-income communities, to participate in the same ways in this transition. And this bill, for the first time, really makes a substantial down payment, let me put it that way, on the money that we need. And, you know, I really hope that a wide variety of Arizona institutions and nonprofit organizations and the electric utilities will really step up to the plate and go after this federal money and bring it home here to Arizona, because I think it could make a real difference.
Yeah. All right. That is Clark Miller, professor in the School for the Future of Innovation in Society at ASU. He's also director of the Center for Energy and Society there. Clark, thank you for coming on. Thank you for talking us through this. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Lauren. It's been great to be here.